Joe, a lot of people did not take this storm seriously because it was not a hurricane, but Tropical Storm Eta dropped 17 inches of rain in some areas. You see where we are in Fort Lauderdale. This entire neighborhood is totally flooded. Where I am, it's up to almost my knees, but if I walked back another 40 or 50 feet, the water here is much, much higher. And the people who live in this area are really getting frustrated tonight because the ground is so saturated that the water isn't going anywhere.
Tropical Storm Eta left low-lying neighborhoods throughout South Florida looking like a water world. Streets totally submerged in Broward and Miami-Dade counties. Some areas received 16 inches of rain. Dan Roberts was wading through the water in Fort Lauderdale to bring food to his elderly neighbor.
We got no power, right? We hungry. I waited to Burger King, and that's what I got to do.
Karina King found herself in the same situation.
It's hard. Everyone wants to get out, but we can't get out because, you know what I'm saying, we have small little cars and stuff like that.
A neighbor with a high pickup truck brought us in to see the deepest areas. The water goes right up to people's homes. Drains are overwhelmed, and the water has nowhere to go. Further south, downtown Miami was also flooded. Cars got stuck in the Brickell neighborhood before the flood finally receded there.
I didn't realize it was so deep, and when I realized that I was in trouble, I tried to turn around. Unfortunately, this is a deep area, so my car just couldn't make it through.
The Florida Keys didn't see as much rain, but the wind pushed a massive tree right on top of this home in Key Largo.
Just sitting right there, man. Just sitting on the couch watching a movie.
Dylan Deese was inside the house last night when the roof collapsed on top of him. His head was cut open, and he needed 13 staples. Tonight, Dylan says he's just relieved that he was able to get his dog out before the rest of the house collapsed.
I've been down here almost 3 years, and I've been through some storms, but I didn't really think that was a big of a storm. And then all of a sudden, it just like that.
And you see some of the homes behind me have lights on, but most of them do not. Thousands of people in Broward and Miami-Dade County are still without electricity tonight. Florida Power and Light has brought about 10,000 crews in to try and help. Also, relief crews from Texas. But you see, with all this water in so many of these neighborhoods, the power crews are having a hard time tonight. Live in Fort Lauderdale, Brian Enten, News Nation.